Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Imagine you're in the seafood aisle, staring down rows of salmon fillets, farm-raised or wild-caught. One's cheaper than the other, and glancing at your cart, you know you could really save some money, but the other has that deep, rich color. Which do you go for? We had Rachel Che and Andrea Lee from our Possibly team look into this.
Hey, Megan.
Thanks for having us.
So, what should I pick? Farm-raised or wild salmon?
To get some perspective, we talked to Dr. Julie Furman.
I am a fisheries biologist at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Julie says farm-raised salmon and wild salmon look like cousins in stores, but their lives couldn't be more different.
Wild salmon are tough. They've had to earn their survival.
Farm-raised salmon are bred and fed in controlled net pens. There's no need to hunt for food or escape predators.
But this luxury comes at a cost.
Crowding creates the perfect conditions for disease. Imagine thousands of fish packed together in a net pen. It's basically a breeding ground for bacteria and a parasite called sea lice.
Yeah, so that's like a little tiny crustacean that lives on the skin of fish. And it doesn't usually kill them, but it does cause stress.
Sea lice latch onto salmon. This makes them grow slower, weaker, and more vulnerable to disease.
But disease isn't the only problem in salmon farms. All that concentrated waste, feces, and excess feed doesn't just disappear. Without the right ocean currents, it builds up underwater.
If you have too many nutrients in seawater, that can cause algal blooms and decrease the oxygen in the water and make it a less salubrious place for any of those aquatic organisms to live.
So these problems aren't just staying inside the pens. Sometimes they spill over, literally.
In 2017, a massive salmon farm off the Pacific coast of Washington collapsed, releasing more than 300,000 farmed Atlantic salmon into the wild.
In accidents like this, a lot of the farm-raised salmon die.
They don't have the genes that are necessary in order to be able to survive in that environment.
But
if you have enough to plant a new population, then over time, that population can grow.
And that's where things get even more complicated. It's possible for these escaped farm-raised fish to interbreed with wild salmon.
This weakens the overall salmon population, making future generations less capable of surviving in their own natural environment. But even if they don't interbreed, farm-raised salmon that escape still pose a threat. More fish in the ecosystem means more competition for food, space, and survival.
It doesn't help that wild salmon are pretty picky with their homes. They need specific gravel beds to lay their eggs, but when farmed salmon invade their habitat, things get messy.
If you've got a lot of different fish that are all using the same gravels, they'll actually dig up each other's nests and destroy each other's eggs as they're building their own nest.
So salmon farms don't just affect wild salmon. They can disrupt the entire marine ecosystem.
You know, I know that farm-raised fish is a lot less expensive than wild fish and still a really good source of healthy animal protein. But, you know, if someone did choose to eat farm-raised fish, I would really do your homework to make sure that the farms that you're getting from, that they're doing it in a way that's more sustainable.
So what can we do?
Start off by looking for stickers that say Best Aquaculture Practice, or BAP. This usually means that the farm follows sustainable practices.
It's easy to grab whatever looks the cheapest, but taking a second longer to check where and how your salmon was raised can truly make a difference beyond just the dining table.
Got it. Thanks, Rachel and Andrea. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.